It's like time flies, man. It's crazy. It's real crazy. It's real crazy. You know, I grew up in Southside Jamaica, Queens. Right off of 125, man, and on Suffern Boulevard. It's like right across the street from Daisy Park. You know what I'm saying? My mom, she taught at public school 45. She was a public school teacher. And, you know, like growing up for me, man, like I always had drive, I always had passion, motivation, and persistence. You know, I just wanted to be great. I knew that despite my surroundings, because my surroundings weren't the greatest, like I grew up in the crack era, so it's like every day, it's homicides, it's killings, it's drive-bys. I mean, substance abuse was bad in the hood, man. Like I remember my mom's like just walking me and my brother through the park, basically. And like just hearing like the cracking of like the crack vials like under our sneakers when we walk. So I knew like that was our surrounding, that was our situation. But she always told us like that's not your final destination. So you know, I just knew that I had drive and passion and I wanted better. Persistence. So I got into music, like I just love music, man. It was just like my thing, like my passion. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember always writing down poems and poetry and freestyling. And then, you know, as time passed, like, you know, just kind of got into it even more. Like my man JD, like, started recording with him and his little home studio setup, and just started putting in a lot of work till, you know, time passed and the buzz got greater. You know, and I'm just doing all kinds of things, man. But, you know, even though like a lot of progress happened, you know, I always had persistence. But there was resistance that came with that as well that I had to overcome, you know what I'm saying? And things was like far from perfect, man. You know what I'm saying? But I always had persistence. You know, and as the buzz grew, man, people, you know, they love the music. They were saying I'm such a vibe, you know? Such a vibe. That's what I kept hearing. You know what I mean? But yeah, we just kept doing more and more music. Music taking off, man. Just getting the buzz popping. And just doing a lot of shows. And then as it grew and just took off. A&R's reaching out. Started having deals, man. It was so many deals that the deals had deals. You understand me? Like, that's success. That's motivation. That's persistence. Listen, man, we living life. So around this time, man, like fast forward, life is good, man. Life is amazing, man. Like so many wins that the winds got wins, man. You heard? Like featured on DJ Envy's Audio Uprising album. Then I did a song for Nick Cannon's project. I'm ghostwriting. I'm doing all kind of things, man. Getting radio play. I'm living it up, man. Matter of fact, man, we was popping champagne for the pain. Pop that. sip up, yeah. And I had my weekly series, Manic Monday, so I'm killing the game. It's like every week putting out an original song, you know. Winning so much, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I bought my first BMW, man. I love that car, man. Smoke great. All hip-hop, OK Player, DJ Booth, two dope boys. It's worldwide. I mean, they were saying all the time, man, I'm such a vibe. But, you know, like they always say, man, what goes up must come down. That resistance tried to bring me down. It's like the devil was on me. It's like more blessed, more stressed, you know what I'm saying? So So it's like at this time, you know what I'm saying, like my music career is like doing amazing, like ghostwriting for a lot of people, everything's great. But my personal life, my personal life behind closed doors is fucked up. You know, I get this call from my mom's. She tells me to come to the crib. So I drive to Queens, 125, Suffin. I pull up. And you know, she's sitting at the table. And she says she has something to tell me. So I said, okay. You know, and we're sitting there, and she tells me
She has cancer.
I'm like, cancer? What are you talking about? What do you mean you got cancer? She's like, oh, you know, I've been fighting it for a little bit, but it's okay. I'm gonna get the surgery. Doctor said they're gonna be able to fix it. So she went for the surgery. They took out the cancer. They removed it. It was like the size of a tennis ball. And you know, everything was all right for a while. You know, chemo, radiation, yada yada yada. But then as time progressed, the cancer came back with a vengeance. And more doctor's visits, more chemo, more radiation. And it got to the point where eventually it became too aggressive. So I remember like it was yesterday. Like I had to go down to the hospital in the city. And you know, I'm there with her, and I just see her fading and fading and fading. And I'm kind of like, you know, the fuck is going on, man? Like I kind of felt like, you know, this would she be able to beat it? But she didn't beat it. And you know, and I'm sitting there, and I'm getting frustrated, I'm getting agitated, because you know, it's like, you know, fast forward to the funeral, and I'm like, you know, all the fucking chemo, all the fucking radiation, all the fucking co-pays, all the fucking doctor's visits, for what? You know what I'm saying, man? And we all going through our turmoil. I'm dealing with loss. I'm dealing with all these inner emotions. And then, you know, not too long after that, I get the call. My brother, his body got found at a morgue in Queens. So I had to drive down to Queens to ID his dead body. And dealing with that shit, just a whole lot of fucking shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, real life shit. Like fuck music type shit. Like, I'm dealing with shit, man. You know what I mean? And then dealing with my own issues and my own stress and trying to persevere. It was dark. It's like everything faded to black. I didn't give a fuck. It was dark. I had to turn that corner though. You know, life is funny, man, because you know, I went through what I went through, and a lot of time transpired, and I was just trying to figure things out. And you know, there's a saying, you know, you can choose your actions, but you can't choose your consequences. And I made a conscious decision to focus on just addressing all the trauma, or the pain, or the things that I've been through. You know, a lot of times in the hood, we don't address things, you know, but a lot of us got a lot of hurt, a lot of loss, a lot of pain. And you know what I chose to do, because I know, you know what I'm saying, like, in my mom's memory and my brother's memory, like, they love music, they loved it, you know. And I just remember her, like, playing, you know, Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder records in the crib, you know. Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder records in the crib. And I know that she would hate to see me like just not continue. So I made a conscious effort. I said, you know what, I'm just kill everything musically. And that's what I did. Like, I got on my shit and I stayed on my shit. You know what I'm saying? Till I got to the point where I had music all over the world, you know, internationally, TV shows, films. Then I had like over 1,000 you know what I'm saying, placements. And, you know, it just shows, like, you know, persistence wears down resistance. You know, I done been through a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit, but one thing I know, you know, if you stick around the basket long enough, you get a rebound. You just gotta keep pushing and just going forward, man. You can't let the losses define you. You know, I don't even like the term losses. Like, I took that shit out my vocabulary a long time ago, man. You know what I'm saying? It's no losses over here. It's only experience. So, you know, that's my word to all of y'all. Keep pushing. Just keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, JS, like, you know, Robert, like, we do this for y'all, man. We want to see y'all win, and you will win.